A lot of people have speculated that these cell phone towers, these Gwen towers, these ELF towers, these towers that are absolutely everywhere. And I mean everywhere. They're disguised as trees, they're strapped onto smokestacks, they're all over every single solitary church. And again, they are everywhere. If these are cell phone towers, then why are there so many in a row? Why is it that if you triangulate yourself between cell phone towers, your service doesn't improve? Because these aren't exactly what people think they are whatsoever at all. Now, let me ask you, if we have all these satellites, I mean, what's the current count? 25, 27,000, according to NASA, according to the powers that be. We have satellites absolutely everywhere. Why is it that none of these dishes, none of these transceivers are pointing up? They're all pointing out. All of them, everywhere. That's a fact. Why is it that everyone had to switch from their antenna televisions to the cable boxes? And then why was there a forced swap over to digital? You see what I'm saying? It's because these are weapons. Look at every single invention we've ever brought into our homes that's ever been presented to us. Did it improve anything? Because if it did, the country wouldn't be in the state that it's in. The world wouldn't be in the state that it's in. The fact that these things, I mean, look at this. They are saturating the United States, especially my side of the country. And I think we found the reason for it, and it's pretty straightforward. This is a patent right here for nervous system manipulation by electromagnetic fields from monitors. Now, what does that mean? It means just what it sounds like. Here's a few diagrams from the patent. Do you see this? Does it make any sense now why they need everyone to have the highest resolution possible flat screen in their home? Why is it that that's all a rage? Why is it that they have gone through great pains in keeping people sitting in front of their televisions, laptops, computers, and cell phones? Because every single solitary one of those devices, first of all, is a scrying mirror. Now, what is a scrying mirror? If you follow my channel, you probably have a really good idea. It's quite similar and along the lines of a crystal ball, except it's a black mirror that's used to conjure otherworldly entities, things from other dimensions, things that you're not supposed to communicate with. And yet, that's exactly what we're doing every single time we turn on one of our devices. Does it look familiar? Dream time. Does it look familiar? Do you see any resemblance? Because it's exactly what they are. And now, this patent number 6506148B2. Actually, it's J2. 6506148B2. The abstract of this is psychological effects have been observed in a human subject in response to stimulation of the skin with weak electromagnetic fields that are pulsed with certain frequencies near a half a hertz or 2.4 hertz, such as to excite a sensory resonance. Many computer monitors and TV tubes, when displayed pulse images, emit pulsed electromagnetic fields of sufficient amplitudes to cause such excitation. It is therefore possible to manipulate the nervous system of a subject by pulsing images displayed on a nearby computer monitor or TV set. For the latter, the image pulsing may be embedded in the program material, or it may be overlaid by modulating a video stream, either as an RF signal or as a video signal. The image displayed on a computer monitor may be pulsed effectively by a simple computer program. For certain monitors, pulsed electromagnetic fields capable of exciting sensory resonance in nearby subjects may be generated even as the displayed images are pulsed with subliminal intensity. How long have I been telling you to turn off your television? How long have I been telling you that it's all going to come through the flat black screen? There's a reason every single solitary screen looks exactly like a scrying mirror that goes all the way back to Queen Elizabeth, John Dee. This goes back. This has roots. This is what they use to conjure, and they don't need to conjure anymore because people are willingly bringing these devices into their home, sitting in front of them right now, and carrying them in their pockets. Do you remember the video I did about the electrical relay? I put this video up on May 13th, and I was explaining how all of these sigils that you would need to summon a demon or summon a fallen angel, who will more than likely disguise themselves as a loved one or someone that's passed away, or the proverbial guardian angel. There's no coincidence that, like I said, every single relay happens to look exactly like a sigil diagram to conjure a being. Do you see what I'm saying? And now we actually have their own words, their own patent showing this. And no, this wasn't a patent that was laying around. Somebody actually found this and it was sent to me. I didn't dig this one up on my own whatsoever. Look at all of this wiring diagrams. We are on a very small level. Every time we communicate, we are using powers and principalities. Do you see what I'm saying? It amazes me every time I try to make a video, somebody decides they should Skype me, even though I don't Skype anyone. I don't send messages. I don't discuss anything, but people have to Skype me every single solitary time. At any rate, I digress. There's a reason all these sigils look the way they do, because they're all exactly like electrical circuits or conduits. Think about everything used in electronics. All the terminology passes right over to conjuring and evil spirits easily. Electricity, conduits, circuits, programs, frequencies. Do you see what I'm saying? These people have tricked us into bringing these things into our own homes. And there's a reason when people sit there, especially the elderly and especially the young, they are hypnotized. Do you know why? Because they've been working on this since the 50s. This is an old patent. This was published on the 2003. This has been around for a long, long time. 1992, 1991, 1953. This goes back and back and back. The television wasn't invented to entertain people. The television was their first attempt at actually talking to the other side. That's exactly what they were trying to do, and they discovered that they could use it as a happy thing to keep people distracted full time. It's amazing. People see something on television and it's like the words of God right there and then. If the news says it, it's real. Look at what we're facing right now. They are literally conjuring and trying to open the pit, the gates of hell, and give all these fallen demons, spirits, and entities a physical body in our reality. The Bible warned us of this, and here it goes. But you know what? Thanks to all these televisions, thanks to all this entertainment, thanks to all these scrying mirrors, nobody's paying attention. Do you know why? Do you know why you can't wake them up? Because they can't walk away. If the television told them what I was telling them, it'd be a totally different thing. But they're hypnotized. And I fear they're too far gone. I have a lot of people that come on and speak with me in live streams and so forth and so on. And some of them think everything's going to be okay. Everything will be okay on this planet. Everything will be fine after all hell breaks loose and Armageddon comes to pass. Then afterwards, everything will be great. Make sure you've got yourself squared away. I'll leave all the links in the description, but this is just everything I've been telling you, and now here's the absolute rock solid proof right in front of your face, even with the diagrams. Look how old this is. When's the last time you saw a VCR? In their own words, it says they can do this in the background while you're watching a computer. The image displayed on a computer monitor may be pulsed effectively by a simple computer program. For certain monitors, pulsed electromagnetic fields capable of exciting sensory resonance in nearby subjects may be generated even as the displayed images are pulsed with subliminal intensity. That means you don't even have to be watching the television. Just have one in your pocket, i.e., a cell phone, a smartphone. It's absolutely unbelievable. In the very end times, everything will become known. I'm going to have to put this one in that bucket. Richie from Boston, like, share, subscribe, or don't. I am out.